This is Chris Whalen, CPA, and welcome to the Street Level Business Podcast. My CPA firm specializes in business and income tax matters for businesses and families and offers the full array of services you would expect from a full-service CPA firm. If you look at your screen, you will see my website and phone number, both great ways to reach me. There is also a great text version of this memo. If you're listening to this on my blog page, you will see a link above this video window that says text version. And if you are watching on YouTube, you will see a link in the description to that text version. Today's topic is your income mostly cash? Follow these steps to legitimize your business and stop worrying. I get calls every day with many varied income tax and business-related questions. Quite often, people ask me how to account for their cash transactions, both income and expenses. It is interesting that clients in this situation sometimes feel insecure or worried to be using cash to pay vendors or to be receiving cash as income. If you are one of those worried people, I urge you to call me immediately on 732-673-0510. Hopefully, yesterday will be the last day that your cash transactions caused you anxiety. So, I first want to say that this is extremely normal and many businesses deal in mostly cash. So, if you are worried, I want you to stop being so. All we need to do is work together to properly account for cash transactions just as we would as if they were coming directly from a bank account and then file tax returns for you like everyone else does. If you want to be a 100% legitimate taxpayer and report all of your income to the government, which I strongly urge, then you should not be afraid to deposit your cash income in the bank and also to pay your business expenses out of that account. By filing accurate tax returns, there are many tremendous benefits for people who have been apprehensive to file accurate tax returns in the past. So, number one, you will get the ability to obtain your own credit. You will be able to use that verifiable taxable income to get mortgages, car loans, and credit cards. Number two, you avoid criminal tax evasion charges. That's always a good idea. And number three, the elimination of feelings of being illegitimate and hiding in the shadows. If you cannot or will not deposit your cash in a bank, we still can properly account for your income and expenses and report your income on your tax returns as if you were using a bank. And I'll get to that in a moment. But here are the main reasons why people would transact business in cash. Number one, they have an aversion to banks. This occurs more often than you think. Although I urge clients to deposit their money in a bank and explain how deposit accounts are insured by the FDIC, some of them don't take my advice. I am mostly concerned about theft if someone keeps cash. I am never judging their decision. Number two, their industry transacts in mostly cash. Believe it or not, there are many industries that transact mostly in cash, but those numbers are decreasing. Again, I cannot stress enough that your transacting in cash should not worry you in the least. Number three, some banks are reluctant to take cash or other deposits from industries they fear are breaking the law, such as cannabis dealers. Now that I have hopefully dispelled some of your fears, let's discuss how you should handle your accounting and subsequent income tax filings. Every U.S. citizen must report 100% of their income from all sources. The most important thing you need to do, like all businesses do, is to keep proper accounting records. So, your cash transactions need to be itemized and supporting documents kept just as if they came out of a bank account. Let's say you are taking in cash as income and paying bills with cash. You simply need to maintain the details of those transactions as if that money was in a bank account. For example, you could keep a spreadsheet called cash on hand and use that as a ledger of your running remaining cash balance. Or you can have a cash on hand account in QuickBooks or other accounting package. When you take cash as income, you put a deposit entry in your spreadsheet or QuickBooks. When you pay a vendor in cash, you enter a withdrawal or disbursement entry, which includes all the details as if you had written a check. This spreadsheet can easily be made to keep a running balance of your cash on hand, or even better, QuickBooks will do that for you. Now, at year end, you will give me that spreadsheet or QuickBooks file, just as my other clients do, and we can use that to develop your annual profit and loss to prepare your tax returns. You would want to get receipts and invoices from the people you are paying with cash, as if you had paid them with a check. This is a very important step. The IRS would disallow expenses if you don't have legitimate invoices to back up your expenditures. I understand that some vendors may not want to give you a receipt or an invoice. Understand again that those expenses under audit would be added back to your income and disallowed. Also at year end, you want to issue 1099s for any vendor you paid more than $600, regardless of how you paid them. Any vendor you pay should give you a completed and signed form W-9. This reflects their name or business name and their Social Security number or federal identification number. This information is used to complete your 1099s at year end. You also need to keep detailed supporting records, receipts, invoices, etc. One note about PayPal. This can and should be accounted for, like any other bank account or cash account, and included with the year-end information you provide me so I can prepare your tax returns. To restate my main point of this memo, if you take cash in your business and pay expenses with cash, you are still a legitimate business, and you simply need to properly account for your business transactions and file accurate tax returns at year end. Of course, me and my team are here to assist you and support you every day. Do you have questions or concerns right now? Call me on 732-673-0510. I promise all calls and your information are kept completely confidential. This brings us to the end of this edition of the Street Level Business Podcast. Thanks for listening. I hope you found this podcast informative. Remember, the moment you have a business or tax question is the moment you should be calling me. Have a great day.